one this last Wednesday. This last Wednesday, half term, the community builders had organised for the Willows a time when people could gather together here in the lower car park, and you could either go and do some craft work or something else. And there was a lot of information available, including the plans of our proposed community centre, so people could ask questions about that. And there was going to be some litter picking as well. Eunice and I chose not to go into the craft, but to go litter picking. And it was great. We did call on Ollie while we were there, but she wasn't in. Her car was there, but she wasn't in, so we couldn't speak to her. But the leader of the council, Steve Darling, and one of his other councillors were here, and they walked up to where the children's playground is, behind the fish shop, and they said that they feel that that's probably the best place that they could put the community centre. It would mean they'd take away the children's play area and it would be there. And as far as we know, the children's play area isn't really used. There are others in the area. There's one not far away. And being half term, nobody was using it anyway. So there should have been children about. But one lady asked where it was going to be, and when she was told where it was going to be, oh no, that's not fair, that's going to spoil it for the children. But when they went on to explain what would happen in the community centre, partly for children as well as young people and community generally, oh no, that's much better, she said. She changed her mind very quickly. And the other thing that they said was that adjoining it is the woods through there. And those woods would be a lovely area for children to play and do things under supervision from the community centre. So generally people all thought it was good. So now what the councillors have to do is they now have to tell the, what do you call them, civil servants? The employees for the council have to share with them that this is the place they wanted. And when that is confirmed, then I can get on with an application to the lottery for the funding. That won't be the only place we shall look to for funds, but there we are. So I just wanted to share that with you. And also, we had a meeting of representatives from Heal, Whatcombe, Willows and Barton on Thursday evening. And it was decided there that the open-air service to celebrate, service of Thanksgiving, to celebrate the Queen's Jubilee, would be held at Barton Baptist Church. The pastor, Chris, was present, and after she'd got information from us, she agreed it could be there. It won't be at St. Martin's because they said definitely they couldn't have it on Sunday, and they're not sure they could even have it on any other day. So we can't go on waiting because we need to plan. So it was agreed it would be at Barton, and also present was the pastor of Mount Olive, and he confirmed that his lorry trailer, call it what you like, with musicians would play definitely, And he went outside during the meeting to see if there was enough room at the very back of the straight bit where you go in. And he said, yes, that's ample room. So we're going to go forward with that. I'm glad at least I've got a decision. And we talked about the fact that Barton Baptist could supply some seating, because not everyone will want to stand, of course. So we're going to have seating, going to have access into Barton Church for things like toilets or whatever people want. And afterwards, a gathering with some form of refreshment so people can talk to each other. And so it looks now as if all that's going to go ahead. I've got the responsibility of organising it, not taking it, but organising it. And I was glad that we got all that kind of support, especially from Mount Olive and from the Baptist Church. So it'll be good that we can. And it will be for the four areas. So I've got the task now of making sure that those four areas all know about it. So we're doing a leaflet now soon, which will tell the people to keep the date free, and then there'll be another invitation nearer the date. And we are, it was suggested that we should perhaps offer transport to the people that you know, would find it difficult to get there. But being there right in Barton, there's so much traffic going around, so many people walking, it's going to be a good visual area to hold it. So I just wanted to share that with you. Something to pray for the future, because it, as the community workers put it, if I can put it like this, they said they wanted the service to be for all people, people of faith or people of no faith, but open to everyone. And that is good, that the church tries to seek out and reach all people. So got quite a job in reaching all those people, but one way or another we will do it. We have reps from the Heal area and from Watcombe area, and of course we have from the Willows and from Barton. So we'll be able to reach those four areas with the invitation. Should be quite easy. So there we are, share that with you. The other thing I wanted to share particularly is that we asked Richard if he would lead the worship at our meetings. He can't be here every week, but we're going to see a lot more of him, I hope, than when he was over in Suffolk, because at the moment he's working in this area, more Torquay. Richard has said that he's happy to play. Eunice is sitting back, whatever it's called, keyboard. So he's going to lead the worship, choose the songs, etc. He doesn't feel that he's the person to lead us in prayer. So I might be looking, well, I will be looking and asking if there's anybody here who feels that one Sunday they could lead us in prayer, then I would be grateful, because that gives me a break and it brings a new voice into the service. Also, if anyone thinks they can give a word of testimony, not just how they came to faith, but it may be something that's happened recently that you'd want to share. So we're going to be open to all that kind of thing in our services. Try and make a bit of a breakthrough in what we're doing. So, Julie, if you want to lead in prayer one Sunday. I warned her that I was going to say something. I didn't tell her what it was. But it's to all of you. If you feel that you could lead us in prayer, then please let me know and we'll find a Sunday when you can oblige us. So now I think, stop talking, Bruce. Yes.
At 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock, that's right.
And the Willow Tree are putting on an event here on a Saturday for it as well. And we've brought up at the meeting.
There are lots of events going on throughout the Jubilee period, those 4 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And some, I think, even into the Monday. But the community builders, the ladies that were here on half-term Wednesday for that event, which was well organised, they thought they'd ask about the buses that are available to, there are, I think, 3 or 4 available to communities, but they found that already all the buses are booked. But I'm sure we can find either private cars and drivers or a minibus to collect people that cannot make the journey themselves. It would be a limited number, and I'm sure we could cope with that. But we are offering to provide transport for people to get to the service if they need it on that Sunday afternoon. Yes, Eunice. Oh yes, that's another thing. Mount Olive have a minibus, and that will be available too. So we hope, we're trying to look at how we can make it possible for anyone who wants to come, to come. And it's good, isn't it, that we've got a queen who not only has faith in the Lord, but a queen who has been a servant to her people, and that's a wonderful thing. Doesn't always happen, I think, in hierarchy, but she has been very much a servant in her reign. So there we are. Now we're going to start with the first song, Great is the Darkness That Covers the Earth.
Nations are sleeping.
Let us come to praise the Lord. Let us come to seek His forgiveness. Let us pray. O God, our Father, how we want to praise you this morning. One God in three persons, Father, Son, and Spirit. What a wonderful God you are. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for what you do. We thank you that you are a loving God. We thank you that you are a forgiving God. And we ask, Lord, that you would forgive us if in any way we have failed you. Help us, Lord, to stand fast, to resist temptation, and to know that we can come to you for strength, for forgiveness, and for all our needs. For you are indeed a great, loving, forgiving, and wonderful God. So, Lord, may we know your presence here this morning as we continue in worship, and may you and you alone be glorified in our company. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And now it's over to Jean.
Scripture reading is Gospel, chapter 4, verses 1 to 11. Jesus is tested in the wilderness. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him.
Thank you. Now we're going to sing Only By Grace Can We Enter.
The
Now let us come to the Lord again in prayer. And I'm quite sure that in this world at this time, there is one matter that we particularly need to bring to our God. Let us pray. Almighty God, we accept that you are the God of all nations. And you know, Lord, what is happening at this present time. You know how Russia is invading. And Lord, we ask for the people who are affected by all that's going on. Lord, we pray for those people who are leaving their country, people who are frightened of what is happening, families, mothers, children, and for many, their fathers, their husbands are staying behind to defend their country against this Russian invasion. Lord, we pray that what's going on might come to an end, that it might stop. Lord, we do not understand how the leader in Russia could be involved in such terrible things. Lord, we don't want to see war. We want to see peace. We want you, Lord, to speak in some great and wise way that might change this man's mind. Lord, we certainly pray that all he hopes to do will not be successful. Lord, we reach out. We reach out to all people involved in any way. protect them, Lord. Do your thing in this situation. Lord, we are in earnest prayer for all that's going on. We want it stopped, Lord. We want it brought to a halt. We want people to learn how to live in peace and harmony. Lord, it's not right that one person should decide what a nation is going to do. Lord, we know that even in Russia itself, there are some people who do not agree with what their leader is doing. Lord, we know that when they make their opinions known, they are likely to be put into prison. Oh Lord, where is the call of peace? Where, Lord, is the free world, the free word that people should be able to declare? For all who want peace, Lord, we pray that you would work through them. And we pray, Lord, that those who are bent on trouble will realize the folly of what they are doing. Lord, we want an end to war, an end to invasion, an end to all these terrible things. And Lord, we not only want peace, but we want love. And we thank you for all the people who are seeking the refugees. We thank you for what's going on in Poland. We thank you for the way that they are receiving people. Lord, would you please enter into this situation so that all that's bad will indeed be stopped. We continue to pray, Lord, for the world at large. We ask that you would give wisdom to all the different leaders. We pray for our own country. We pray for our Queen. We pray for the members of the royal family. Lord, be with them. Keep them fit. Keep them safe. And Lord, as we prepare for the Queen's Platinum Jubilee, we ask that you would keep her strong, fit, and free from any of these infections. Lord, we pray for your church in the world. We pray for your church in this country. Lord, help us to stand fast and declare what is true. You are the Creator. You are the true God. And it is you that we need to worship. Be with us, be with our families, be with our friends. Be with those who can't be with us today. Lord, we know that Rita is in great pain. Be with her, Lord, and take that pain away. We know that Stuart's not able to come. We know that he hasn't got the mobility that would make that possible. We pray that you would be his healer, that you would be Rita's healer. Be with them, be with our families and friends. Be with all those that we are concerned for today, Lord. And Lord, be with us. We need you, Lord. We need your love. We need your guidance. So, Lord, we ask these prayers in the wonderful and powerful name of Jesus, our Saviour. Amen. Please do.
Was a video of looked like hundreds of Ukrainian men walking forward slowly and a Russian tank reversing slowly away from them. Wow. So, wow. And, you know, the Lord The Lord's in it. Yeah. The Lord's in it. And there's a lot of Christians in Ukraine. Yeah.
I saw one at 4 o'clock this morning and it was broken down and the lady asked if she could help him get it ready. It was really funny.
What, a tank?
A tank was coming down the road and broken down on the motorway, and there's this person stood in front of it saying, "What's wrong?"
Right. For the joys and for the sorrows, for the best and worst of times, for this we have Jesus. Temptations of Jesus. Coming Wednesday is what we call Ash Wednesday. That is the beginning of Lent. That is the time when we remember how Jesus went into the wilderness and was tempted for such a long period. And I want us today to look at the temptations. Number one, the first temptation, We read about this in verses 1 to 4 that Jean shared with us. That temptation involved the love of God and the will of God. Since you are God's beloved servant, why doesn't your Father feed you? Why does he put you into this terrible wilderness? That temptation sounded very much like Satan's words to Eve when he tempted Eve in Genesis chapter 3. It is, my friends, a subtle suggestion that our Father does not love us. Satan said to Jesus, if you do this, you will surely not die. But there was another suggestion. Why don't you use your divine powers to meet your own needs? And you know, when we put our physical needs ahead of our spiritual needs, that is when we sin. When we allow circumstances to dictate our actions instead of following God's will, yes, we sin. Jesus could have turned the stones into bread, but if he did, he would have been exercising his powers independently of God the Father. Let's be honest. He came into this world to obey the Father, not to disobey him. And so the Lord quoted from Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 3 to defeat Satan. Feeding on and obeying God's word, my friends, is more important than consuming physical food. In fact, God's word, Scripture teaches us, doesn't it? That is our spiritual food. So then, second temptation, verses 5 to 7. The second temptation was even more subtle. This time, Satan also uses the word of God. So, he says, you intend to live by the scriptures, then let me quote you a verse of scripture and see if you will obey it. Satan took the Lord Jesus to the pinnacle of the temple, probably 500 feet above the Kidron Valley. Satan then quoted from Psalm 91, where God promised to care for his own. And Satan says, if you really believe the scriptures, then jump. Let us see if the Father cares for you. We need to note very carefully our Lord's reply. It is written again, we must never divorce one part of scripture from another, but we must always compare spiritual things with spiritual. We can prove almost anything by the Bible if we isolate words or texts from their context and turn them into what is called pretexts. Satan had clearly omitted the phrase in all the ways when he quoted from Psalm 91. When the child of God is in the will of God, the Father will always protect us. Yes, if we're walking in his ways, if we're walking with the Lord, yes, of course he will protect us. He will watch over those who are walking in his way. Jesus replied with Deuteronomy 6, verse 16, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And you know, we tempt God when we put ourselves into circumstances that force him to work miracles on our behalf. The diabetic who refuses to take insulin and argues, Jesus will take care of me, may indeed be tempting the Lord. Why isn't he taking the insulin? And we tempt God when we try to force him to contradict his own word. And that's what Satan was doing. It is important for us as believers to read all scripture, to study all that God has to say. For all of it is profitable and it is for daily life. Do you know, to take things out of context is a terrible thing. And then the third temptation, verses 8 to 11. The devil offered Jesus a shortcut into his kingdom. Jesus knew that he was going to suffer and die before he entered into his glory. If he bowed down and worshipped Satan just once, he could enjoy all the glory without enduring the suffering. That's what Satan was trying to tempt him to do. Satan had always wanted to be God, worshipping the creature instead of the creator is the thing that rules, unfortunately, our world today. And we see that, don't we, in Putin? There are no shortcuts to the will of God. If we want to share in the glory, we must also share in the suffering. As the prince of this world, Satan could offer these kingdoms to Jesus. But Jesus didn't need Satan's offer. The Father had already promised Jesus the kingdom. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thy inheritance. Psalm 2, verse 8. And you find the same promise in Psalm 22. And this is the Psalm of the Cross, what Jesus was going to face. And our Lord replied, Deuteronomy 6, verse 13, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Satan had said nothing about service, but Jesus knew that whether we worship or when we worship, we will serve. Whatever we worship, surely we will serve. But Jesus knew that whenever we worship, we will serve. We will worship and serve because those two must go together. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thy serve. That did Satan, didn't it? Because as we read, he slunk away. He was the defeated foe. Jesus had used scripture to defeat Satan from those temptations. And we know, do we not, that Satan will do his best to tempt us. Satan, I believe today, has certainly got Putin under his control. We, my friends, need to worship and serve only the Lord our God, and he will protect us. God bless you all. Amen. And now we're going to sing a song that should encourage us. Thank you for saving me. What can I say? You are my everything.
Thank you.
Before we stand and say grace together, can I remind you that as from next week, Richard will be choosing the songs for worship, introducing them, and I'm sure he would value your prayers as he takes part. And if anyone wants to lead us in prayer or say a word at any time, please just let me know and we will see that that happens. Let us stand and say the grace.
I've just told it was £5,000 in a hand.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God.